Hi, it's Rob Schneider. Hi.
Hi, Rob Schneider. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? Am I calling you at a good time?
Yes, this is perfect.
Okay.
You ready to do this?
I'm in Mexico.
Really?
Yes.
Is that where you're doing one of your shows right now, or?
Filming down here. So what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, I guess they want us to talk to you.
Okay, that's nice.
Would you like to talk with me?
Yes, why not?
All right, we can do this.
Do you have any questions?
I do. Would you like me to ask them?
Let's try one.
Well, I can put this out. I guess I should introduce you if they don't know. You're Rob Schneider, who is an actor, screenwriter, author, producer, director, podcaster, and, of course, stand-up comedian. Is there anything I missed? An author, too, because you wrote a book.
I'm in Mexico.
Just hanging in Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm
in Mexico. I'm working.
Just working?
The more, the more. Yeah.
Are you drinking cervezas?
No. Coffee. Still early.
Okay. So how do you handle your day with all that, besides tacos and guacamole?
I'm on Duolingo quite a bit. I got up early this morning. I'm Duolingo. I'm trying to learn Spanish. Yo estudio español mucho ahora. I'm studying Spanish a lot.
Me hablo poquito español.
Okay, no. Why don't you?
Me.
Porque no habla español. Es un muy importante idioma. Para
sí.
Muchas personas en la mundo hablamos español. Many people in the world speak Spanish. I probably said that wrong.
Well, besides learning Spanish, I mean, what else are you getting into? I know you're doing all this stand-up across the states. Are you also doing it in Mexico?
No. I'm not good enough in Spanish to do it here. But I'm good enough in English to do it in a lot of places.
And you started when you were in high school?
Yeah, it just sounded like fun. I didn't want to have a normal job, you know?
And it's worked out for you.
I didn't realize I'd be doing it 50 years later, but I'm still doing it.
How has it changed over the years?
Well, it's become more interesting and more difficult at the same time, which is a good combination. I mean, I do think like society is going through some puritanical strain of idiocy that I hopefully will work its way through, just like the old Victorian era, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's happening. It has some kind of religious architecture to it, but I just think you have to just, I mean, it's a weird time because social media has become so powerful and the media and the internet, whereas you can have this perception that there's a lot going on when there really isn't. I mean, it's not people complaining all day long. They just do it for a few seconds, and it's not that many. Like, I had about 8.4 million people respond to something that I said on Twitter the other day. But it was only about 3,000 people that said anything. So if you take the 8.4 million and extrapolate that, it's really a very small percentage of people that actually get upset.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good day.
There's a few. They make up for what they lack in numbers with their absolute lunacy. You know, it is what it is. I think culture is, you know, culture. Most people are pretty calm and normal, and they just want to go about and do their lives and don't have the government and other people telling them how to live their life. That was the beautiful thing about America for most of its, most of its existence.
Right.
Not perfect, but better than anywhere else.
Speaking
Did
of...
Did you write any questions down? Just curious.
No, I already have everything down. I know.
Ask me some questions.
Well, no, because I saw you're talking about how things go across. I saw on the news that your show in Green Bay actually made the news where a guest there got escorted out from your show and eventually was arrested. And I just didn't know, was it something that you said that got him going, or it's just more cervezas that was happening? Or
I think that there are people that are, when debate, and like in the 70s, everybody was like, hey, man, just get loose, relax, stay calm, don't be tense. Remember, don't be tense. And now it's like, be as tense as you can get. Be as tense as possible. Why aren't you more tense? So people get upset and they don't want to talk to you. They only want to shut you down and yell at you, you know? So I do think that, like, it's something that should not be allowed. And it's happening on campus. If you have any people who go to campus, they don't agree. If people don't agree with their particular point of view, instead of listening and arguing and coming up with an idea that's better or justifying their own conclusions or their own ideology by debate. And, you know, you don't get smooth from smooth. You get smooth from friction. With this current theme on college campuses is to just shout them down or not have them. You win by not having them speak, which I think is very unique and anti-American. And if they're using the word racist wrong, then this is a form of intolerance. you know, sussed up and dressed up like tolerance.
How do you respond to hecklers that are in your show when they're, you know?
I respond to them with ideas, and I talk to them. You know, I have a particular show that I practice, and my show isn't just talking to the audience, but sometimes they'll yell stuff out, and you just deal with it. Most time they don't, but if they do, I'm a professional. I've been doing this long enough. You deal with it. But most of the time, I don't want to shut people up. I listen to them. If they have something valid to say, I listen to it, and I'll talk about it. You know, I mean, I'm very comfortable defending my positions, and I'm also willing to shift my position if somebody gives me a better one.
That's the thing, you know, we just need to be listening to each other and not just keep yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Is your stand-up similar to your stand-up that's on your sitcom, Real Rob? Your little part?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, most of it's very silly. But I do think I use, like, some of the, how do I say this? I guess I use some of the societal issues to get into silly, you know, tangents about it and to explore some of these things that are being discussed. Because I have more time than most people. They're driving to work. They're taking care of the kids. They're doing this. A comedian has time to think. So what I do is I'll... people are arguing about something, and then I'll consider it, write it down, look at it, and try to take both sides and the angles. Doesn't take that long, but most people don't have a half hour to go over two sentences. I do. I think I can come up with some pretty good ideas, and hopefully, but I do it for laughs. I'm not trying to subvert anybody to my point of view. If you want to come over, then you can do it, you know, but if you want to come see me perform, it's because maybe it's something you've heard about me or movie or something, and I would like to present a set of ideas with a particular, you know, subversive spin on it that you might not have considered, or you have considered, but I take it a little bit further. That's all.
Okay. And you, like you said, you've been on the road for a long time. This, you know, this isn't something new to you since you've been in high school, almost 40 plus years, we'll say, right?
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing that's happened to you on the road?
I would say nothing crazy. I would just say that the outpouring of appreciation is always, you know, you live in a vacuum a lot of times. We all do. But then when you get out and people say, I really thank you for that movie, or gosh, I really appreciate what you say, or whatever. It really made me laugh, or God, I'm glad someone's saying it. Or that's the stuff that really does affect me. I mean, I never get tired of hearing, like, what people think, negative, positive, you know? And I also feel like, in a way, that it's my, you know, it's my job to make people laugh, you know, to try to do it in interesting ways. Because, you know, you try to mix it up, just like a song isn't just one chorus, different choruses, they're not the same. And then there's the theme, you know, there's the melody, and then there's the bridge that connects the choruses together, and then the difference. You want changes, you want things to be, you want to be able to discover something new. That's the idea with this spoken word jazz, which is stand-up comedy. It's musical, and it's fun, and it's silly, and it should be for people who just want to go and have a good laugh and forget about the problems for an hour and a half.
I love that, spoken word jazz. I've never heard that for comedy. Did you come up with that, or is that something in the lingo that I'm just naive to?
No, it's mine, but you can have it.
Oh, no, I totally give you that. I love that. That is great.
Well, it should have a musicality to it. I mean, that's what Jerry Seinfeld says. It's got to have music. It's got to be musical. It's got to sound funny. It's got to be funny. You know? Or is it not funny? It's a funny idea said in a funny way. It's not funny. Otherwise, it's not funny. And then what are they doing? You want to get a laugh. You try to do it in a way that sounds funny. You don't just do it in a one tone. You know, like there's this, there's a Tibetan chant, which is like, but even that, it's one note. But even that, they break up to, like, you go, even that,
yeah, right.
That's monotonous as it gets, but they have the decency to break it up. You know?
Yeah, they do, and they do it, like, anyway. They'll move up the note a little bit too, so it'll go just to change it up just a little bit on you,
just enough to keep the people awake.
Yeah, right, because they might have dozed off.
They walk around and hit you with sticks. True.
Oh no,
they do. They hit you with a stick. You know, when you're meditating, just don't fall asleep. You know.
I thought that was the purpose of it. You were supposed to relax.
I don't know. There is no purpose to it. That's the purpose is no purpose.
No purpose.
If somebody says there's a purpose to it, then they're lying to you.
Oh, my.
It's Zen Buddhism anyway.
All these liars
anyway,
out there.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Hey, so what else can I do for you? Do you have any of the last questions or something? Because I got to run.
Just one last thing, and it's about Adam Sandler.
Sure, darling. I'm here for you.
Well, I know you probably get asked so many questions about him, because, I mean, you've done SNL in the 90s, which I have to tell you were the best years of Saturday Night Live, in my opinion. And of course,
I think so, too.
I mean, come on. It was the best cast, but, you know.
We were the best ever. We were. The best. That was the best there ever.
Definitely. Sure. And, of course, you've been in over, awesome. What, 20 movies with him?
Yeah.
And I have to give you kudos because you did a beautiful job when you sang to him for the Mark Twain Award.
Well, thank you. I you know, it's everybody was going for laughs, and I like laughs and going for laughs, but I love him. He's my brother, and I went for the heart, because how many times you have to tell somebody you love them and on a TV show and put him right there and his family right there, what he means to me. I don't know. I mean, I think people felt it.
Oh, I definitely, I felt it. I mean, you even had me a little teary-eyed because I could just see the love between you guys. It was just incredible. And to redo that song in that way and with those lyrics, it was perfect. It was perfect. So I just wanted
to... Thank you. I appreciate it. It was one of the great gifts of my life to be able to work with that lovely man and be his buddy.
Yeah. I mean, that's great to have a friendship like that. But have you heard that there is a theory of why you guys work so much together?
No, what is?
So there's a theory out there that you made a pact during the Saturday Night Live days, along with David Spade and Chris Rock. And I'm going to quote this. It says, if any of them made it big after their run on Saturday Night Live was over, the person who did would try their best to look after all the others.
I'm the one who said that. That's true.
That is true.
I'm the one who said that.
And seems to be working out for all of you, right?
Well, I'm the one who's been reminding them all about it.
Wait, is that what it is?
Put me in the movie.
Hey, remember when I said...
You agree. You help me. What about me? My hope, my dream, my aspiration. What
back
about
in
my
19-
house payment?
97.
What about my wife? Purse that she wants to buy from Louis Vuitton. What about my vacation? What about my shoes that are expensive?
And I bet anyway, you do it just like that.
I do, and every day I call him. I call Adam and Chris Rock and David Spade. What about me? You said when we were that you'd help me, and that I need. What movie? I'm coming right now.
Where are you? Come on.
Where are you? What movie? I'm coming. I'm flying there. Tell me where you are.
What prosthetic do I have to wear this time?
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I got to run.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye-bye.